Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's meeting on July 21st has been canceled, so I don't have the next date here handy, but I'll definitely get that updated. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact me or another club member and we can set that up. You can reach me at KD2AIT at KD2AIT.com. And we're looking for somebody to fill in on Monday night. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
KC2 UXG.
KC2, UXG. Mark, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, Jeff. How you doing over there? Well, tonight, let's see, what did we do? We went and played some golf today, and the humidity was pretty good, and then we had a good meal afterwards over there at the golf course at Woodgate Pines. Very good. We had a great day. And this evening, we just got back from Old Forge. They had the Steve Falvo big band up there on the beach, and we listened to them for about an hour or a little bit more. And then we had to get back here for this evening. So, no, we had a good day today, and glad the rain held off. And 73 to everyone out there listening tonight. And that's about it for here tonight. So this will be KC2 UXG. We'll be listening.
All right, Mark. Well, sounds like you had a full day there. I was up at camp for the last three nights. Some of the guys were in. Tom didn't make it up, but all the rest of the crew came in. And if you happen to see or find a metal, stringer for fishing, it's just like a galvanized chain with a bunch of hooks on it for when you're fishing. If you could just drop it off at my camp, I dropped it somewhere up there on the road. I drove up and down today on the four-wheeler trying to find it. I couldn't find it, but if you happen to come across it laying around, that it's mine. And it'd be great if you could just throw it up there on the steps or something. But that's good to hear that you guys had a good time up there in Old Forge. And I tell you, I don't know how you're out there golfing in this humidity, but more power to you. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good night, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other mobile or battery-powered stations that wish to be checking in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in via Echolink from North Utica tonight, and there is one more station behind me. That would be my friend Bill from Warrendale, Pennsylvania.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill from Warrendale through the Echolink system, and tip my hat there to the boys in New York, and thank you for the introduction, Mr. KJ, and I wish everyone there is comfortable this weekend here, and we'll be listening here. KA3TFB, back to net control.
All right, well, we'll start with KD2FPM. Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeff, KD2FPM. Kevin James here in North Utica tonight. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting to be an old man or something. I went out and played with a lawnmower this afternoon in the middle of the heat there when we were about 90 degrees with we had to be about 90% humidity. And then got the lawn done. And now when I say did the lawn, I should emphasize it was on a riding tractor. But unfortunately, the riding tractor, I should mention, is a Franken mower. In other words, it's pieces of different things put together, but it runs. So, I say runs, yeah. It's a bit of magic to get it going. So at any rate, all done with that, got back in the house here, and I said, okay, I got to chill out for a little while because that took a little bit out of me. Next thing you know, I'm inspecting the back of my eyelids, and I wake up, and it's about 8:55 tonight. So that wasn't a good thing. So I missed the other net earlier up in Lowville. On that note, I'll say 7-3. I'll back out of here. Hopefully you guys are getting a good little giggle out of that one. KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right. Good luck with the Frankenmower there. Yeah, I know that goes. This was not the day to be out there mowing. I don't care. When I got back from camp today, I packed out of there early because I knew it was going to be sweltering today. And I've been outdoors pretty much the whole time for the last 3 days, and I spent the rest of today inside. So, all right. Well, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. K3TFB, Bill, what's going on?
KD2AIT, KA3TFB. You know, there's certain guys that have all the luck. They live pretty high in the hog. They have all the bells and whistles that you can ask for. Hey, weather report. We're at 79 degrees now, from a high of 88. We are at 83% humidity, and we're at 70% dew point. And I have the big air conditioner running at max, and I have the auxiliary running at max, just to keep the moisture out. Anyhow, the car never moved out of the front driveway today. The small project was replacing a tile rack in the bathroom. Of course, when I do work, I always have to have evaluations and complaints. And I like to do a job. One time I like to do a job without any evaluation or complaints. Hey, back to net control. There's probably people waiting. And I tip my hat again to everyone there. Have a good evening. Stay cool. KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. Back to net control. Thanks for being there.
All right, Bill. So, two air conditioners, huh? I guess it's pretty soggy down in there. All right, well, everybody, I think everybody else is having, the same weather here. It's hot and humid, but I don't really mind in a sense because the garden absolutely exploded this weekend. I don't know about anybody else's, but I didn't even recognize it when I came back from camp. That's how many plants had, started producing their various vegetables and fruits and also the amount of weeds shot up too at the same time. But all right. Well, thanks. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
I'm 2PFM. Good evening, Jeff.
KC2YXN.
KA2YZ.
WA2U.
We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, everybody on the net. I'll tell you something from yesterday, and it's only to you, George, could something like this ever happen thing again. The John Deere LA-115 that I bought brand new 6 years ago when Mama moved in with me. By the way, today was her 91st birthday. I took her out of the nursing home for a meal at the Pioneer Cafe, and the employees came out with a hot cross bun and a candle in it, which she blew out, and sang happy birthday to her. That was the good thing about today. Now, yesterday, the tractor did the lawn and everything, and then I was getting ready to put it away. Wouldn't start it. It was just like the motor was seized up. I put a torque wrench on it, brake breaker bar. Motor's definitely seized up. I was cursing and swearing that motor something fierce. Oil level, right up, full of 1030 oil like it's supposed to be. So I went down the hill and got the young couple that seemed to be able to do including some things they shouldn't do, down the road from me. So we took the the fan and the guard of it off, and sure enough, right underneath the flywheel, between the flywheel and the block, I don't know how it ever happened, there was a branch that got, or a small limb that was wedged right under there. We had to take the whole flywheel and everything off, and surprise, surprise, the motor would turn with the torque wrench. So we put the whole thing back together, everything started up fine, and then I tried last night again, started up fine. Here I was out trying to price lawnmowers, seeing there was no way I was ever going to get another rider mower, no way to financially afford one, unless you got $500 to $1,000 to throw away. So, thank God that was it. I thought, my God, brand new John Deere mower for 6 years, only 87 hours on it and seized already. And I changed the oil and filter twice a year on it. So, oh man, thank God, I'm just so glad that I didn't throw the, I didn't junk that lawnmower. Someone would have had essentially a one-year-old lawnmower, I mean, hours-wise on it to itself. They'd have had a one-year-old lawnmower for nothing. Well, thank God. thank God, what can I say? All right, well, that will say God bless in 73. Oh, yeah, the low temperature was 67, high of 84, a very humid 84 at that, and it's a very humid 77 here right now. So God bless 73s. I'll shut my mouth now. M2BFM clear.
Well, happy birthday to your mom there. That was, sound like you had a good lunch. And, well, look at it this way. In the end, no harm, no foul on the engine, and you probably learned a thing or two. At least I hope you did. If anything else goes into this, should at least teach us something. So, all right. Well, thanks, George. You have a good evening up there, and again, a happy birthday to your mom, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2YXN, Kathy, good evening. What's going on?
KC2YXN here. Well, good evening, Jeff and George and all the other folks who checked in on EchoLink there. Yeah, steamy here today. We got 75, but a humid 75, and good day, though. We did a lot of stuff around the house. Too hot to go outside. I know what you're talking about the garden. I went outside to check it, and I could smell this very sweet smell. And all the peas are just in full bloom. Not the beans are in full bloom. And, oh, it was just so beautiful. So, and we got a tomato plant that's about 3.5 foot tall. So, it's pretty amazing. Well, I'm going to send it back to you, and everybody have a great evening. 73, this is KC2YXN.
All right, well, good. Sounds great. I know, all the beans might have been blooming here for a little while here. I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks now, and they're all drooped down to the ground. I got to get out there and pick some beans. I couldn't believe how much grew just over the last 3 days, and that heat, boy, it really does work wonders for the old garden. And not only that, my rose bush, we planted this year, red rose bush, and there must be 14 buds on it today, and unbelievable. It's just taking right off this year. So if anything, this year has been kind of weird with the weather, but in the end, it doesn't seem to be affecting the plants all that much. So, you know, adversely anyway, I should say. All right. Well, thanks, Kathy. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, everybody on board. Well, it was hot down this way, too. The official high at Hancock Field was 91. I showed about 92, 93 here at the house, and still about 83. Finally, you made it fucking open out there today. So, we went out this morning, and when we came back, we came right back into the house, the air conditioning, and still been cycling on and off. So that's about it from down here. Not too much exciting today, Jeff. So 73s to you, 73s to all. KA2ZNZ.
thanks, Jack. Thanks for checking in. And good to hear the AC's working. And all right, take care. I'll catch up with you later. WA2U, Jack, John, good evening. What's going on? This is KD2AK.
Okay, I left a little bit of a pause. WA2U, well, good evening to you, Jeff, and the assembled multitude, and those out there listening. Yes, I was chatting with a friend of mine. He was mentioning that tomorrow morning, we are supposed to go up to about 100% humidity. I think we got up to about 87, and it's about 75 now. I guess I was away from the radio, but hopefully George got everything squared away with the equipment. Boy, there is always something, I'll tell you, when you least expect it. And the biggest culprit nowadays is we only get the non-ethanol gas now. Well, it's amazing all of a sudden that they don't want you using that. They don't want our wood sprays. Don't use that stuff. When I bought the chainsaw, they said if you burn the good gas there, you'll and use synthetic oil, you get another 3 years warranty on it. So our generator, everything, I've always used the good stuff anyways, but I guess it really goofs up things over time and hoses and things of that nature. Did a lot of stuff inside today, got a lot of stuff organized. We actually did a lot of what I call a spring cleaning or summer cleaning. We moved stuff out, and usually stuff that we wouldn't, it's very time consuming, so we did a lot of cleaning inside where it was cool, and Kathy popped out, looked at the garden. You're right, Jeff, I'll do a reset here. Garden is awesome. I have yet to go out in the shed, in the storage shed, and get out the hose. There were a couple times as well, we got to get out the hose. Now we had a torrential downpour. I didn't have to get the hose out again. So, but it's growing. Things are popping up, and they like the humidity. So, we may get a little break in temperatures tomorrow. I'm not sure. And the weather radio, boy, that was going off. I hate to disable it, but it was going off constantly today. So, you know, the first time you disable it, you're kind of sorry you did that. And, yeah, yesterday the reps of fire people were driving around in their non-air-conditioned vehicles, and so we got to chat with some of them once a year, kind of fundraiser. So a lot of interesting things coming up on the calendar. I know the Boonville Fair and what else is coming up. Woodsman's Field Day, the third week in August, and Barnfest and Remsen, so lots of activities, and hopefully the weather will cooperate for the Boonville Fair. So, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and you probably thought of this, but it's certainly the time of the year to unplug all computers and modems and hubs if you're going to leave for any amount of time. People say, I've got a power strip. I go, well, that's nothing. Not when lightning comes knocking. WA2 back to that, we'll say 7-3 to all.
All right, John. Yeah, I had the same thing with the garden there. Haven't had to water it since the first, you know, first couple weeks when we were planting everything. We kept it watered down. But after that, I can't remember the last time I had to water it. So we've had perfect intervals of rain. In fact, sometimes we had too much rain. So, and I hear you with the ethanol-free gas. That's all I buy for the gas cans, you know, for all the small engines. I just don't, I've already had too many of those. You know, those carburetors get ruined whenever you leave that gas in there for any amount of time. So, anyway. All right. Well, thanks. Yeah, and on the lightning, that's the first thing I do before I go to bed here tonight is I disconnect the antenna here from the radio. That big copper J-pole sent up there is just a prime target. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins from the Black River Valley Service Net. Well, for myself, I haven't checked in here in the last few days. I was up at camp for three days, and I had a lot of friends up there, and I just didn't get around to getting on the radio. Other things to do, and but boy, we had a good time up there, and the flies weren't really all that bad. There were a couple times when they came out after a rain or something for a little bit, but they really weren't that bad. And we split up a bunch of firewood and did some fishing and some swimming and just hanging out and having a good time, and really looked really had a lot of fun with it. Other than that, then we got up this morning, and like I said earlier, I got up as early as I could, and I was out of camp by 9:30 this morning, and back home and into the air conditioning, and I didn't want to deal with it much. But boy, when I stepped in that garden, we had all of a sudden there's all the zucchini and squash are there that you could, I haven't been able to pick any of it so far this year, and now there's a bunch of it out there. Same thing with the cucumbers; they almost doubled in length, maybe even tripled on some of them, and you almost can't even recognize the garden right now, and I like it. But we got a lot of picking to do probably tomorrow. I'm waiting for this heat to kind of kick back a little bit. We'll go out there and pick a bunch of the vegetables. All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT. All right. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Mark, Kevin, Bill, George, Kathy, Jack, and John for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB logging off through the Echo Link system. Indeed, a good evening, good night to all.
This is KD2FPM logging off of this repeater with the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of the Echolink system on this repeater. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
Good evening, Jack, and 5AOW.
For checking in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
This is NTWBX, good evening, Jack.
N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations, with or without traffic? Looking for any additional stations for Octane, with or without traffic? I do hold a piece of traffic for KD2AIT, if he's still listening. Stations, come now, please. Okay, thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3s are both. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zero Zero.